Hello, and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Live ready. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 14. Therefore, dear friends, since you are waiting for these things, strive to be found at peace, without spot or blemish, when you come into his presence. I have just read from the New English Translation. Derek had a dream in which he saw the Lord Jesus return, but he was not prepared and was not raptured. It was not a good experience. He woke up with so much fear and terror that he could not eat. He thus went into a fast and started examining his ways and making the appropriate adjustments. There were relationships he knew he had to sever. Inordinate affections he had to terminate. Unjust business dealings he had to forsake. And laziness towards the things of God he had to repent of. His neighbors and friends called him pastor. But he knew that he was not truly ready for the Lord's return. But after he made the right adjustments and began to live in the expectation of the Lord's return, which motivated holiness, his friends and neighbors did not merely call him pastor. Many of them were now convicted and brought to the point of repentance because of the Lord's glory that was now radiating through Derek's life. Unfortunately, many believers are like Derek, who needed a wake-up call to be alert and live ready for the Lord's return. Living ready does not mean living in fear and uncertainty. It means you are living in faith and having a clear conscience before God and before men. It means you are living in obedience to the Lord, and there is no known sin staining your spiritual garment. Go into today remembering that God has supplied all the grace you need to keep your garment spotless and free from every blemish. A blemish is an imperfection you were born with, but a spot is an imperfection you adopt along the way. The blood of Jesus is strong enough to deal with both spots and blemishes. And this happens when you abide in him and remain and do not fall back. Pray like this. Lord Jesus, please help me always live ready for your coming. Deliver me from the manipulation of the God of this world. In Jesus' name, amen. If you are listening to this and you are not yet born again, but you want to accept the Lord Jesus today, let us pray this prayer together in faith. And as you confess the Lord Jesus, you will receive his salvation. Say these words after me. Lord Jesus, today I come to you and I ask for your mercy. Heavenly Father, please forgive me my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I confess with my mouth today that Jesus is Lord. Even as I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead on the third day, when he died as the sacrifice for my sins. Thank you, Father, for accepting me. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for me. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you have just prayed this prayer, congratulations. You can send us a message through any of the phone numbers you will find around the end of today's devotional text. Or you can send us a message through any of the admins on any of our Stream Globe WhatsApp groups. Stream Globe Devotional is non-denominational and interdenominational. Kindly share this devotional with your friends and contacts, and let us touch and bless lives together. For those of us who have just prayed to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, visit our website and click on the menu that says, Are You Saved? That will lead you to a webpage where you would find free resources that will help you grow, including an audiobook. Please beware of scammers. No one in Stream Globe will ever send you a WhatsApp message or call you and ask for any WhatsApp code. If you give people your WhatsApp codes, they will most likely use it to hack your account. No one will send you messages asking for money, for orphanages and things like that. The audio for today's yearly Bible reading plan comes up next. Deuteronomy chapter 13 to chapter 15.
If a prophet, or one who foretells by dreams, appears among you and announces to you a sign or wonder, and if the sign or wonder spoken of takes place, and the prophet says, "Let us follow other gods, gods you have not known, and let us worship them," you must not listen to the words of that prophet or dreamer. The Lord your God is testing you to find out whether you love him with all your heart and with all your soul. It is the Lord your God you must follow, and him you must revere. Keep his commands and obey him, serve him, and hold fast to him. That prophet or dreamer must be put to death for inciting rebellion against the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt and redeemed you from the land of slavery. That prophet or dreamer tried to turn you from the way the Lord your God commanded you to follow. You must purge the evil from among you. If your very own brother, or your son or daughter, or the wife you love, or your closest friend secretly entices you, saying, "Let us go and worship other gods, gods that neither you nor your ancestors have known, gods of the peoples around you, whether near or far, from one end of the land to the other. Do not yield to them or listen to them. Show them no pity. Do not spare them or shield them. You must certainly put them to death. Your hand must be the first in putting them to death, and then the hands of all the people. Stone them to death, because they tried to turn you away from the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. Then all Israel will hear and be afraid, and no one among you will do such an evil thing again. If you hear it said about one of the towns the Lord your God is giving you to live in, that wicked persons have arisen among you and have led the people of their town astray, saying, "Let us go and worship other gods, gods you have not known," then you must inquire, probe, and investigate it thoroughly. And if it is true, and it has been proved that this detestable thing has been done among you, you must certainly put to the sword all who live in that town. Destroy it completely, both its people and its livestock. Gather all the plunder of the town into the middle of the public square, and completely burn the town and all its plunder as a whole burnt offering to the Lord your God. It is to remain a ruin forever, never to be rebuilt. None of those condemned things shall be found in your hands, so that the Lord will turn from his fierce anger. He will show you mercy, have compassion on you, and increase your numbers as he promised on oath to your ancestors. Because you obey the Lord your God, keeping all his commands that I am giving you today, and doing what is right in his eyes. You are the children of the Lord your God. Do not cut yourselves or shave the front of your heads for the dead, for you are a people holy to the Lord your God. Out of all the peoples on the face of the earth, the Lord has chosen you to be his treasured possession. Do not eat any detestable thing. These are the animals you may eat: the ox, the sheep, the goat, the deer, the gazelle, the roe deer, the wild goat, the ibex, the antelope, and the mountain sheep. You may eat any animal that has a divided hoof and that chews the cud. However, of those that chew the cud or that have a divided hoof, you may not eat the camel, the rabbit, or the hayrax. Although they chew the cud, they do not have a divided hoof. They are ceremonially unclean for you. The pig is also unclean. Although it has a divided hoof, it does not chew the cud. You are not to eat their meat or touch their carcasses. Of all the creatures living in the water, you may eat any that has fins and scales. But anything that does not have fins and scales, you may not eat. For you, it is unclean. You may eat any clean bird. But these you may not eat: the eagle, the vulture, the black vulture, the red kite, the black kite, any kind of falcon, any kind of raven, the horned owl, the screech owl, the gull, any kind of hawk, the little owl, the great owl, the white owl, the desert owl, the osprey, the cormorant, the stork, any kind of heron, the hoopoe, and the bat, all flying insects that swarm are unclean to you. Do not eat them. But any winged creature that is clean, you may eat. Do not eat anything you find already dead. You may give it to the foreigners residing in any of your towns, and they may eat it. Or you may sell it to any other foreigner, but you are a people holy to the Lord your God. Do not cook a young goat in its mother's milk. Be sure to set aside a tenth of all that your fields produce each year. Eat the tithe of your grain, new wine, and olive oil, and the firstborn of your herds and flocks in the presence of the Lord your God at the place he will choose as a dwelling for his name, so that you may learn to revere the Lord your God always. But if that place is too distant, and you have been blessed by the Lord your God, and cannot carry your tithe, because the place where the Lord will choose to put his name is so far away, then exchange your tithe for silver and take the silver with you and go to the place the Lord your God will choose. Use the silver to buy whatever you like, cattle, sheep, wine, or other fermented drink, or anything you wish. Then you and your household shall eat there in the presence of the Lord your God and rejoice. And do not neglect the Levites living in your towns, for they have no allotment or inheritance of their own. At the end of every 3 years, bring all the tithes of that year's produce and store it in your towns, so that the Levites, who have no allotment or inheritance of their own, and the foreigners, the fatherless, and the widows who live in your towns may come and eat and be satisfied, and so that the Lord your God may bless you in all the work of your hands. At the end of every 7 years, you must cancel debts. This is how it is to be done. Every creditor shall cancel any loan they have made to another Israelite. They shall not require payment from anyone among their own people, because the Lord's time for canceling debts has been proclaimed. You may require payment from a foreigner, but you must cancel any debt one of your people owes you. However, there need be no poor people among you, for in the land the Lord your God is giving you to possess as your inheritance, he will richly bless you. If only you fully obey the Lord your God and are careful to follow all these commands I am giving you today. For the Lord your God will bless you as he has promised, and you will lend to many nations, but will borrow from none. You will rule over many nations, but none will rule over you. If anyone is poor among your people in any of the towns of the land that the Lord your God is giving you, do not be hard-hearted or tight-fisted toward them. Rather, be open-handed and freely lend them whatever they need. Be careful not to harbor this wicked thought. The seventh year, the year for canceling debts, is near, so that you do not show ill will toward the needy among your people and give them nothing. They may then appeal to the Lord against you, and you will be found guilty of sin. Give generously to them and do so without a grudging heart. Then, because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in everything you put your hand to. There will always be poor people in the land. Therefore, I command you to be open-handed toward those of your people who are poor and needy in your land. If any of your people, men or women, sell themselves to you and serve you 6 years, in the seventh year you must let them go free. And when you release them, do not send them away empty-handed. Supply them liberally from your flock, your threshing floor, and your wine press. Give to them as the Lord your God has blessed you. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and the Lord your God redeemed you. That is why I give you this command today. But if your servant says to you, I do not want to leave you because He loves you and your family and is well off with you. Then take an awl and push it through his earlobe into the door, and he will become your servant for life. Do the same for your female servant. Do not consider it a hardship to set your servants free, because their service to you these 6 years has been worth twice as much as that of a hired hand. And the Lord your God will bless you in everything you do. Set apart for the Lord your God every firstborn male of your herds and flocks. Do not put the firstborn of your cows to work, and do not shear the firstborn of your sheep. Each year you and your family are to eat them in the presence of the Lord your God at the place he will choose. If an animal has a defect, is lame or blind, or has any serious flaw, you must not sacrifice it to the Lord your God. You are to eat it in your own towns. Both the ceremonially unclean and the clean may eat it, as if it were gazelle or deer. But you must not eat the blood. Pour it out on the ground like water.
If you've been blessed by this devotional, you've been healed, you've been delivered, you've been enlightened by God's word, we would love to hear your testimony. Send your testimony to us via WhatsApp on +234 803 442 0524. If you wish to send your prayer request, you can send your prayer request to that same number via WhatsApp. To learn more about this ministry, or to read our devotionals online, or listen to our sermons and other resources online, visit our website at www.streamglobe.org or www.devotional.ng.
Thank you for listening to today's Stream Globe Daily Devotional. We encourage you to share this audio with friends and contacts, and let's touch lives together. Stream Globe Word Outreach is a non-denominational and interdenominational ministry. You can learn more about us or donate by visiting our website at www.streamglobe.org. You can also contact us via telephone by calling +234 80 344 20 524 or +234 90 555 6538.